Get ready for reruns. Movie and TV writers across the United States are on strike.
I thought maybe we could start the segment with total silence as if we didn't have our script. These poor people, the Writers Guild of America, by which I mean the people who usually get to read stuff that other people have written. The Writers Guild of America called the strike late last night after talks with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers collapsed. Although the two sides have been negotiating for months, the major stumbling block remains how much profit the 12,000 Writers Guild members are going to get from the sale of movies and TV shows on DVDs and the internet.
Specifically, the producers want to be able to repurpose movies or TV shows as well as trailers on any platform for promotional purposes without paying extra.
The last major Hollywood strike was in 1988. It lasted 22 weeks and cost the industry an estimated $500 million. One analyst told the Associated Press this walkout could cost the industry $1 billion.
Talk shows like Leno, Letterman, and The View will be affected first since they rely on current events for material and they can't write scripts far in advance. They may go into reruns as early as tonight. And even though the studios have stockpiled scripts in preparation for a strike, production of many sitcoms also expected to shut down this week because writers can't be on set for last-minute rewrites. Movies may fare better because scripts for the next year are already written.
I wonder how hard those writers were working on those scripts for when they were going to be on strike. Let me write the worst episode of Cheers ever. The first picketers are expected to appear this morning at NBC headquarters in Rockefeller Center, just up the street from us. And in L.A., writers plan to picket 14 studio locations every day until a new deal is reached.
And that is today's BPP Big Story. Now let's get the rest of the news from our own Rachel Martin.